Rusty Robinson's father was a plumber, and Rusty himself helps manage rental properties. So he taught himself a skill that was vital in his hobby, a hobby people now travel thousands of miles to see. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Rusty Robinson has loved cars from television and movies from the time he was a kid. He began collecting them when he was just 18. He assembled quite a lineup here at his TV and movie car museum in Jackson, Tennessee.
I've got the world's fastest lawnmower built with Jesse James of Monster Garage. I've got Christine. I've got the A-Team, Fall Guy, Training Day, Monte Carlo. I got a little bit, a variety of just different stuff, you know, a little something for everybody.
Some are the real thing. Others are cars he's purchased to replicate what you've seen on screen. There are some staples to his collection.
Most definitely the Batmobile, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, the Fast and Furious cars, and Lightning McQueen, you got to have that here.
Rusty says you have to be careful when you're purchasing the real thing. There are imposters. However, many movie companies now use a centralized point to sell their on-screen cars.
They come from California. There's a guy that deals, that's his job is to get rid of stuff when they get through with it. And once you deal with him one time, if he knows you're, you know, a good customer, or he'll send you an email. You interested? But it ain't, can I hear it run, let me come do this. It's either you want it or you don't want it.
Rusty has more cars than he can display at one time. It's a hobby that has turned into a fun museum, and he finds people of all ages enjoy seeing vehicles they recognize.
The main thing about people love about the museum, they want their picture taken. It's like taking a picture with the actor. It's what they're doing, I guess. That's probably the biggest thing is take a picture with the cars. Can I take a picture?
But many cars you see on screen were destroyed for a number of reasons. What TV show and movie holds the record for wrecking the most cars? Rusty gives the answer next time as we travel the countryside. In Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.